I've tasted worse smoking mixtures in a pipe, he added with a philosophic shrug of his shoulders as he took a couple of cigars from the case I offered him, putting one in his mouth and the other in his pocket. Now and then they made a bit of money. Sometimes a mail steamer would come in, and Captain Nichols, having scraped acquaintance with the timekeeper, would succeed in getting the pair of them a job as stevedores. When it was an English boat, they would dodge into the forecastle and get a hearty breakfast from the crew. They took the risk of running against one of the ship's officers and being hustled down the gangway with the toe of a boot to speed their going.
"There's no harm in a kick in the hindquarters when your belly's full," said Captain Nichols, "and personally I never take it in bad part. An officer's got to think about discipline."
I had a lively picture of Captain Nichols flying headlong down a narrow gangway before the uplifted foot of an angry mate, and, like a true Englishman, rejoicing in the spirit of the mercantile marine. There were often odd jobs to be got about the fish market. Once they each earned a franc by loading trucks with innumerable boxes of oranges that had been dumped down on the quay. One day they had a stroke of luck. One of the boarding masters got a contract to paint a tramp that had come in from Madagascar round the Cape of Good Hope, and they spent several days on a plank hanging over the side, covering the rusty hull with paint. It was a situation that must have appealed to Strickland's sardonic humour. I asked Captain Nichols how he bore himself during these hardships.
"Never knew him say a cross word," answered the captain. "He'd be a bit surly sometimes, when we hadn't had a bite since morning, and we hadn't even got the price of a lie-down at the Chinks, he'd be as lively as a cricket."
I was not surprised at this. Strickland was just the man to rise superior to circumstances when they were such as to occasion despondency in most. But whether this was due to equanimity of soul or to contradictoriness, it would be difficult to say.